You're listening to Isabaya. I'm your host, Ernest Price, and this is episode number 7. Let's get to it with today's topic, what is mechanical TV set? A quick message from the sponsors of today's episode. Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world. The first remote control was released in 1956 by Zenith Electronics Corporation. And it was called Lazy Bones. It goes without saying that Hackaday readers are likely to stumble across a few references to it in the history books, but not always in a good way. A mechanical television is a television system that uses mechanical or electromechanical devices to capture and display images. Only a few mechanical television systems were able to produce the cathode ray tube television that followed. Some mechanical television systems could not, but they produced cathode ray tubes or tube TV that would follow later. Only a few mechanical television systems were able to produce the cathode ray tube television that followed. The spinning wheel was an early mechanical technology, as Philo Farnsworth showed in his Philo booth. This image transmission machine, which Baird called a television, used a mechanical rotating disc to scan a moving image with electronic pulses. It was used to scan moving images by transmitting electrical pulses to the screen via a cable. This mechanically rotated disc was used to scan a moving image by transmitting electrical pulses to a screen via cable. A mechanical turntable is used to scan a moving image by an electrical pulse transmitted to your screen via a cable, and it is the basis for the CRT. Although Nipkow never built a working model of this system, his grid system for the spinning disc was a key mechanism used in the development of the tube and many other mechanical television systems. It was the basis for the mechanical turntable that was used as a key mechanism in Baird's television, and although he never built working models of these systems, it is still used in many mechanical televisions today. The most important mechanical device in a television is the Nipkow disc, a disc that has a small hole that turns inwards in a spiral. Because of its use in the development of the first mechanical television system, it is called the Nipkow disc, although the above-mentioned mechanical TV set was never removed for the above-mentioned practical reasons, the Nipkow disc is still used today. Although I imagine that this is an antiquated technology that can be found in most modern TVs, such as Apple TV, there is no doubt that it played a role in the development of the world's first television system at the forefront of television technology. The method of mechanical scanning of graphics was introduced in the early 19th century by the inventor of the Nipkow disc, the late Dr. John W. Nippon, a professor at the University of Chicago. It was in the 1920s that John Logie Baird developed the first functioning television system using Nipkow's invention, and this was the mechanical system that was to replace the electronic tube television. The television system was indeed the first television system, but in 1935 the BBC switched to the electronic Marconi-EMI system. In 1939 it was completely replaced, and in 1940 electronic analog televisions completely replaced the inferior mechanical systems. Although Baird had invested in the mechanical television system to achieve the first results, he researched electronic systems and made many contributions to the development of electronic television sets, while mechanical systems took a back seat, but he researched the electronic system nonetheless. Baird would continue to work on developing a color television camera that uses a very bright CRT as a light source and a tinted scan disc. He also demonstrated a mechanical color TV with a modified Nipkow disc at the International Conference of the American Association for the Advancement of Science in New York. Television historian Albert Abramson underscored the importance of the Bell Labs demonstration. This is actually the best demonstration ever made at that time. It was indeed the first demonstration of a mechanical TV with light source and tinted scan disc. It was the most important demonstration in the history of television, and it is the best demonstration ever, he said. Television historian Albert Abramson underscored the importance of this Bell Labs demonstration. The television historian Albert Abramson underlined the relevance of these demonstrations for television historians and for the development of mechanical televisions in general. Television sets in history and their importance to science and technology mean that it was the worst demonstration, or at least one of all the good demonstrations ever held in history. Although Nipkow's demonstration could never be considered a success, the science and technology behind his creation led to a television discovery that is still used today, the so-called television scanning principle. Instead of Nipskov plates, mechanical TVs also used several other technologies. First, video technology was developed, which quickly replaced the mechanical TV system, while cathode ray tube systems were later replaced by flat screens of various types. Video was first developed in the 1950s and 1960s as a replacement for the cathodes and beam tubes of the CRT system, which quickly replaced them. Other arrangements were often made, such as rotating drums with their own light source, which were only invented after the introduction of flat screens and flat screens. This has been Izabaye, Episode 7. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.